This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said that disengagement and de-escalation is a way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. He expressed confidence that while troops are standing firm, the ongoing talks for peaceful resolution will continue. Mr. Singh was addressing the Army Commanders Conference in New Delhi today. He lauded efforts of the Army and security forces on the western borders. He highlighted the stellar role played by the Army in guarding the country's borders, fighting terrorism and providing assistance to the civil administration in the hour of need. He said synergized operations in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are contributing to increased stability in the region and the same should continue. The Raksha Mantri said that unconventional and asymmetric warfare, including hybrid war, will be part of the future conventional wars. He appreciated the Army's efforts to develop niche technologies in collaboration with civil industries. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh in alleged liquor excise policy scam. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna, Deepankar Datta and Prasanna B. Varale said Mr. Singh could be released during pendency of the trial. The court said he can now participate in political activities during the period of bail. However, he cannot make any public statement on the ED's investigation. The AAP leader was arrested in October last year and sent to Delhi's Tihar Jail. The Election Commission today appointed special observers in six states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The states are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Bihar, where the population is more than 7 crores, along with Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, where the simultaneous elections to the assemblies are to be held. The special observers have been entrusted with the crucial task of supervising the randomization of personnel, security forces and voting machines, thereby preventing any attempt to subvert the democratic process and ensuring a level playing field. The Commission has also deployed special expenditure observers in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Odisha to clamp down on money power in elections and strengthen the existing election expenditure monitoring. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today held his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Addressing the gathering at Rudrapur in the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency, the Prime Minister said several steps have been taken by the NDA government for the development of the state. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from Nainital Udham Singh Nagar seat against Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. Voting for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats in the state will be held in a single phase on the 19th of this month. The Congress today released another list of 17 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded former Union Minister M.M. Pallam Raju from Kakinada Lok Sabha seat, while Andhra Pradesh Congress President Y.S. Sharmila Reddy will contest from Kadapa seat in Andhra Pradesh. The party also released a list of 114 candidates for Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls and 49 candidates for Odisha Assembly polls. The BJP today released a list of 112 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Odisha. Meanwhile, BJP MP Ajay Nishad has joined the Congress today. Ajay Nishad, who is an MP from Muzaffarpur in Bihar, was denied a ticket by the BJP in the Lok Sabha polls. The Civil Aviation Ministry has sought a report from Vistara Airlines regarding flight delays. The ministry has said that airlines have to comply with Directorate General of Civil Aviation norms to ensure passenger facilitation in case of cancellation or delay of flights. It said Ministry of Civil Aviation is monitoring the situation of Vistara flight cancellations. However, flight operations are managed by airlines themselves. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Lucknow Super Giants in Bengaluru today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.